Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the long-awaited episode of Sex and the Sydney. I am your host, Sydney Page, and I am so, excited to be back with you. This absence has been truly felt on both ends. I missed you, and I'm kind of glad to know that you guys missed me, too. So much has happened since the last time all of us have gotten to speak, and I am so excited to be able to, tell you guys more, and I don't mean to, having this long-awaited tease as much as I like teasing. I'm still sworn to the utmost secrecy for the next couple weeks, so I'm gonna have you guys bear with me until I'm actually able to deliver this news to you. But I'm so happy to be back. I was kind of not sure if I was allowed to post some stuff, so I'm glad to be back and in the clear and giving you guys what you want, which is the best content ever, and I promise that I'm going to keep delivering and that episode consistency is back. I promise you, moving forward, there will not be a single week without a new episode, and I promise you that these episodes are going to keep delivering and keep being absolutely amazing. So I just wanted to also say, you and all of your messages mean so much to me. I honestly tear up kind of every day at the way you guys trust me and turn to me for advice. I'm really trying to make sure I can get to each and every one of you. I'm really trying my best. It's time consuming, and I'm trying to give it the proper attention and making sure that, you know, you're really getting a good response from me. So just bear with me on time for that. I really love this little community and cannot wait to get back to seeing it grow and blossom, and I'm just so, so, so excited to finally be able to sit down and talk with you guys again. It's so cathartic to just share my thoughts and everything. And I'm going to be opening up a lot more about my personal life in the coming episodes. And I'm so excited for you guys to get to hear that too. Now, enough of my rambling. I know why you're all here today, okay? You know, I know. I'm aware. I can tell from your messages you're all very eager to get back to fucking. The long-requested episode topic is the definition of hot and heavy. My face is getting a little red even thinking about what I'm going to be having to tell you guys today. So, at first, if you guys follow me on anything, you would have known that this was supposed to be, a multi-topic episode. But I decided that this subject matter was deserving of a full episode just dedicated to it alone, and we'll talk about the other stuff separately. I don't think that we should be mixing too much. We're going to be exploring talking dirty and all about communicating in bed, in person. This is for those real face-to-face tangible interactions, not FaceTime, although a lot of these are still applicable and you can definitely listen along if you're in a long distance relationship, and these can be good for spicing anything up. But once again, as you guys probably know, not to be redundant, but my social media pages are at Sex in the Sydney on TikTok and Instagram, and my personal Instagram is Sydney_Page. You can follow along for exclusive content and polls and updates on episodes. In addition to that, my official website for this podcast is www.sexinthesydney.com, where you can find my blog posts and for all of the products that I recommend for my episodes. All of this information is found in my episode descriptions too, so if I'm not saying it clearly enough, you can go check it out there. Although I don't think I'll be mentioning any products today, so no need to feel like you need to get caught up just yet. But if you're gonna go back and listen, or if you want to hear something I mentioned before, I definitely recommend checking it out, because there's so many good recommendations, and there's recommendations for everyone and partners and single people, and it just goes across the board. And lastly, I never want to go through an episode without saying this disclaimer. Never be taking the time to do things for a person romantically, emotionally, sexually, if they're not giving you back the same energy. So I want you to be listening to my podcast with the intent of only doing these things or only saying these things with people who are putting just as much effort and time and care into doing them for you. If not, listen, but don't listen and do them for someone who's going to treat you like shit or not treat you with the same amount of effort and respect. Someone that's not putting effort into you and making you feel good sexually and emotionally, they don't respect you and they don't deserve to be with you. So just keep that in mind as we go forward throughout this episode. I don't want you to be saying such dirty, raunchy things to a guy that treats you like shit, or a girl that treats you like shit for that matter. make sure you're with someone who's like doing everything they can to like get you off and get you into it. Okay, so now we're going to be getting into this. Did anyone else read disturbing amounts of Wattpad fanfiction when they were in middle school and like high school? Or was that just me? Because I don't want to like expose myself or embarrass myself. You know what? There's nothing embarrassing about it, but it's time that I own up to the fact that I read like the most raunchy and dirty shit out there for years. Like, you name a Harry Styles fanfic, I read it. That is so embarrassing. Like, anything out there, like, I don't know what it is. I think that, like, so many people are just, like, curious about sex, and, like, the fanfics were just so interesting. I didn't like the ones that were, like, Your Name. Like, I liked characters that you could follow along, but, like, still. I thought, like, reading, like, Your Name was, like, jarring. Okay, but on that same note, though, like, what the fuck was up with, like, these authors? And you have to imagine that most of them are, like, teenage girls. But, like, what was up with them using the word member to describe a dick? Like, I cannot stop cringing at the thought of that. Like, me at, like, 14, like, reading this, like, his member pulsing. Like, oh. Like, that makes me want to become a nun and never have sex again. So, I can't stop cringing at that. And also knowing how, like, largely unrealistic a lot of those depictions of sex are is just so jarring. And it's so funny to, like, look back on, like, the sex scenes compared from like that to real life. But the one good thing that Wattpad did was get me super acclimated to like a lot of sexual language, like what words are used for, like stuff like that, and the way in which it was like the terms were used. So that was good. And I know this is so embarrassing, like to be like, oh yeah, Wattpad taught me dirty talk, but like that in hand with my ex-boyfriend, I like became super comfortable with everything, and I'm not really weird about saying things, but my ex-boyfriend, who we can refer to as Mr. Gray, he was very, very into dirty talk. And I would say this was like a large part of our entire relationship, was like communicating about sex and then like sex itself. It's like that was like the majority of our relationship. And that's not such a bad thing for me in the long run. If this was a long-term relationship, that's probably not good and not healthy. But for what it was, you know, I'm not going to complain. I won't lie to you guys either. Dirty talk can feel weird or, like, uncomfortable or, like, you're speaking a different language. Like, it's embarrassing sometimes, but the more you do it, and if you're doing it with someone who's responsive, it gets a lot better. Like, if someone's just, like, dead silent, like, you're probably not going to want to be, like, talking with them unless, like, you want to be, like, oh, like, say something back to me, which is fine to do, but you can tell when someone's going to be responsive or when they're not, and it feels like talking to a brick wall. Like, don't even put yourself through, like, the pain of trying to, like, pull teeth and get them to do it, but you don't also have to say, like, every single word. Like, I remember when I first started doing stuff, I thought I'd have to be, like, comfortable or, like, want to use every phrase out there for every body part, but I still don't, and I cannot say pussy in a serious context. Like, I can never be like, this pussy is yours, but, like, some girls love saying that, and some guys love to hear it. I just cannot say it for some reason. I don't know what my aversion to the word is, but it's a little funny, actually. I personally think that dirty talk for beginners should start somewhat digitally, like, in exploring that. So, whether this is sending some type of cheeky text or, like, a full-on sext, but, like, having that rapport with someone makes it easier for the words to come out in the moment, at least in my opinion. I would also argue, in my own experience, like, dirty talk doesn't just, like, come out when you're fucking. Like, it's not just, like, that's the first time when you're throwing dirty talk around. Like, that may feel like a bit weird or like uncomfortable or just like out of the blue for you. So I recommend like not just jumping into the deep end. There's some things where that's good, but like for me, it's way easier to start if you're like making out or something and throwing some words in there. So I think that that's the best starting point of advice I'm gonna give you, is don't wait till you're taking your clothes off. Like, start in the beginning, like, be at dinner, be like, I want you so fucking badly right now, like, lead up with the tease, like, I want you right now, or, like, I can't stop thinking about you, or, like, I can't stop thinking about, like, the last time that we were doing something, or, like, I can't stop thinking about how badly I want you, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's very easy. It's very hard to go wrong with dirty talk. It's like dessert. Like, it's very hard to fuck up dessert, so don't put this, like, enormous pressure on yourself to be perfect. The most non-committal words in dirty talk are profanity. Also, the more I'm talking, the more I notice that you can hear the fact that I'm still sick. So if my voice sounds like a little different or a little lower or a little raspier, I hope you guys know that that's why I have radiators in my new apartment, and they're very old. So like all the dry heat keeps like making me sick. So I appreciate you guys bearing with me, but sorry to break up from that. Just wanted to preface, but I think that, like, if you're pulling back from, like, this super intense makeout session and just being like, fuck, like, that's enough for some people. And, like, the breathiness is good, like, the delivery to be like, fuck, like, it's just great. And it conveys, like, that you're enjoying it and into it. And that's what you want to hear from someone that you're with. Like, that's what I want to hear from, like, a guy that I'm hooking up with, is, like, that they're into it. And, like, that kind of, like, easy expression, be like, fuck, like, it's, like, a good, nice thing. And this is a lot less scary for me, at least when I was first starting out, and still, because I just use the word fuck a lot in my vocabulary, but, like, cock takes, like, a lot more for me to say, just because it's not something I usually do. So getting used to, like, that word, it can take some time. So once you get used to saying fuck, I really like adding on to it. It's like building blocks, okay? Have fun with it. Only say these things if you want the person to do them, obviously. Like, don't be like, oh, I want you to fuck me, if you don't really want them to. But a good transition is like, fuck, I want you so badly, I need you to fuck me, or I want you inside of me. Like, those are all fairly vanilla in the world of dirty talk. Like, nothing about those is crazy. Like, nothing about those is like something to write home about. And they get the message done right. There's nothing like being like totally breathless and half out of like your clothing and pulling back and like having the person you hook up with being like, I want to fuck you so badly. Like, ugh, like from past experiences, it's always gone really well. You shouldn't feel timid saying it. Like, they're not timid receiving it. Like, what guy doesn't want to hear that? Like, what guy that you're in bed with, probably half naked, why would they not want to hear that you want to sleep with them? Like, think about that. So, like, don't put this pressure on yourself and be, like, overly nervous. But the other thing with dirty talk, I recommend reading into, like, your partner to know. Like, I recommend reading into your partner to know what I mean here. But normally, guys like dirty talk in one of three ways. One, they want you to be, like, more shy about it. Like, more demure, more soft. Like, more of a whisper. Like, a little breathier. Too, they want you to be like confident in saying it, just being like, I want you to fuck me. Or three, they want you to tell them what to do, and most of the time it's like pretty easy to tell. So like, if a guy tends to be more physically aggressive or dominant, then it's safe to assume he probably likes a softer delivery. Like, he's not going to want you to be like, you're going to do this, this, and this. Like, he's probably not going to be into that or get like turned on by that. If a guy tends to be more submissive, then he's going to enjoy you being direct or even ordering him around. So that's always fun. All of them are equally hot, and they're just lucky to be in bed with you regardless, but it can be really fun to like play into what the person that you're with likes. Like, it's enjoyable to do that, and like, it makes me feel really confident doing that, and like knowing that I'm doing something that like I can tell makes them like 10 times more into it. Like, I don't think there's anything bad about any of that. So once you really start taking your clothes off and getting into it, I promise you their biggest focus will be the fact that you're naked, and probably making them feel like really good physically speaking. So have fun with it. Don't put like an insane amount of pressure on yourself to say everything perfectly or have perfect timing. My like another great piece of advice is to like say things that you think are hot too. The more into it that you are, the more into it that they are going to be, or they should be. And if you're not with someone who's like gets more turned on at the fact that like you're turned on, like that's like a questionable choice in partner, I feel like. And I think that that goes for almost everything, like sexually speaking. Like, when I tell, like, can tell that the person that I'm with is really into something and like it's making them feel really good, it makes me like doing it 100 times more. And I know that a lot of you are like that too. I do this a lot, but once you're naked, like, break apart from the kiss again, and you can move your hand and you can touch yourself and then be like, I'm so fucking wet for you. Guys or anyone love that distinction, that you're feeling something for them. Like, it's not just that you're feeling it, but you're feeling it for you. like that's just that's the cherry on top. Make it personal. Or if you like that same idea, you can like physically take their hand and move it to be touching you and be like, feel how wet I am for you, or something along those lines. Obviously, none of this has to be said like verbatim. This is just a good guide, at least in my opinion. Like, these little phrases are nothing crazy and they're like fail safe. Like, just like moving their hand and being like, feel how wet I am for you right now. Or like, can you feel how much I want you? Like, can you tell? That normally works really well, you know? And if you need a little bit of help in getting a WAP, again, listen to the 1-800-SEXT-ME episode in which I fully go into, like, WAP care and everything. I highly recommend. Oh, and also, similar, again, to, like, what I had said in 1-800-SEXT-ME, I highly recommend listening to that just in general as a prerequisite for this episode. If, like, this is the first time you're hearing me dirty talk, is kind of, like, throwing the same handful of words and phrases around in different order. Guys are simple. They like to hear the words big, hard, wet, cock, fuck, for you, etc. Those are also easy to get out, not too hard to say. They can be like a little funny sometimes, but like they're not too bad. Another personal favorite of mine is like when you're finally getting really, really into it. Like, oh god, I love this moment. And you're addressing them, be like, fuck, you're so big. Okay, if they're not like 8 inches, don't oversell it. I'd be like, oh my god, you're the biggest I've ever seen, blah 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 blah. Like, most guys are self-aware of their size, so don't like over exaggerate it. Like, don't oversell it. But you're always good with saying a simple like, fuck, you're so big. Like, most guys just want to hear it. They're not going to question it. And if they really aren't the biggest, and if they're like, they really are like the biggest you've ever seen, then like, you can say that. Like, obviously, again, use like normal judgment. Don't oversell it too much. I'm not trying to stress you out, but I'm just saying, like, guys just want to hear that they're big. Like, they don't need to be like, you have a horse cock. Actually, speaking of ridiculous size cocks, I talked to this man in Brooklyn, okay? I think he actually is an OnlyFans. I'm not sure. I'm not trying to dox him in any way. Like, we don't talk. I don't think I ever saw him in person, but he was super, super, super experienced sexually. And like engaged in every kind of debauchery possible. If I even talked about how I met him, I would just have to go into hiding. But he sent me a dick pic over iMessage and goes, you can send this to your friends. I know, I'm huge. And normally, I actually think I still have that message. Normally that kind of cockiness can be like a turnoff, but no joke, this guy was literally like, he was more than like 9 inches, like no less. Like, I know that for a fact. And he had the prettiest fucking penis I've ever seen. Okay, like, I never thought I would describe a dick as pretty, but it literally was. Confession here, I've only really seen, like, big dicks. Like, I'm not even just saying that. Like, I don't think it's a flex. So, my baseline for big is, like, a little bit different. I've actually dated a couple guys where my fingers don't even touch when I'm jerking them off, which is, like, fucking insane and, like, quite frankly, too much work for my jaw. Bigger doesn't always mean better, and bigger doesn't always mean that they know how to use it. I think it's, like, a little bit more about, like, the motion of the ocean versus the size of the waves. There's actually a TikToker, like, in her rise to, like, fame, she made a joke about, like, loving 2-inch dicks, and, like, the video just got, like, too much attention, so she just took it down. It was really funny. But back to dirty talk. I think moving into, like, the best phrases for oral tend to be stuff about them being, like, big or so hard. But another good thing to say is, I love sucking your cock. Okay, so my friends, okay, so supportive, but such assholes. Because I mentioned that phrase during my blowjob episode, episode 2. That we will be, so, like, we'll be hanging out now. Like, this was, like, the other day. And they'll be like, no, I love sucking your cock. And then they're like, no, I love sucking your cock. And like, they're just like screaming this in like the streets of New York. Like, we were all like walking one night and everyone kept saying it over and over. I was both like mortified and I also thought it was hilarious. And like, they can joke about it all they want, but like, guys love to hear that shit. They do. You can't change the fact that every guy I've said that to really likes it, and a lot of my friends as well. Okay, it's cringy outside of the bedroom, but inside of the bedroom, for some reason, it just works. I feel like that's how things tend to go. You can't change it, it's just how they are. Like, I think about some things that I like to hear in the bedroom, and if I heard them said outside of the bedroom, I would just rather be deaf, quite frankly. okay, and some other good phrases can be kind of like used to guide turning the heat up on things. You could be like, I want you inside of me, or I need you inside of me. Not every guy is into this, but I will say a lot of guys do like being called daddy. Is in my previous episode where I brought a male guest on, he talks about this. Or some guys into BDSM, you can throw around calling them sir and stuff like that. I mean, not every guy is into that though. That's more for guys that have like directly or explicitly asked to be called that, or have expressed like an interest in BDSM. I'd say daddy, for some reason, has gotten like super popular. And really popular, I'd say like 90-95% of all guys, especially if there's some sort of like age difference between you and your partner. I mean, I think it's hot because it's kind of wrong. It's like a lot of things are. But it's also been around forever. They literally mentioned getting called daddy in a song by The Doors. Or you can be like, please fucking touch me. A lot of guys, like when you say please or make you beg for it, like, please fuck me. Like, I need you, daddy, blah, blah. I can't even say this out loud knowing that some of my family, like, patrols my podcast still. Like, it's mortifying. Obviously, I don't say these things personally. I'm just recommending them, like, to my family members. But still, you get the picture.
I know I keep saying this, but like the most important thing is to have fun and to like be yourself and enjoy it and say things that you want to say. Remember, like there have been times when I've said like awkward things, and quite frankly, they happened so long ago that I don't even remember them. Like obviously we all have things that we like cringe looking back on, but like hooking up and sex and like everything about it should be fun and enjoyable. It should never feel like a chore. It should never be a source of anxiety for you. And if it is, like, it's time to step back and really evaluate it. Be like, well, what's giving me anxiety? Is it doing this specific thing? Is it my partner? Is it me? Like, where is this coming from and located? And really put in mental work and effort to getting to the bottom of it and adjusting it. Because I think sex is such a wonderful thing. And at least for me, it's, like, a huge part of my identity. Like, my sexuality clearly is so indicative of kind of like who I am, and in situations where I feel disconnected from that, I don't feel like myself, and getting to the bottom of why is just so helpful, and I really recommend doing that for you guys too. And also, I've said this before, but learning to communicate what you want is so important. So we're gonna do like a little vocab lesson. Let's talk about like penetration first. Okay, so if you want, like, the force of what someone's doing to be, like, more intense, or less intense, you're gonna use the words harder and softer. Now, this may seem, like, really basic, but I feel like there's a lot of confusion. Harder does not mean faster. Harder does not mean anything but harder. It means, like, the actual force of, like, when they're stroking and, like, fucking you. That's supposed to be harder. And if you want it softer, because you know you don't want to, like, especially if they're on the larger end, just be careful like that you're not overly hitting your cervix, because you can bruise your cervix and it is painful when it happens. Trust me, I know from experience. Yeah, so definitely be using words like harder and then softer. Sometimes slower and faster are just about the pace. It's not about like the intensity in which you're actually getting fucked. Like, you can be getting like fucked fast but also softly. Like, I know it sounds kind of like they're a bit contradictory, but they're really not. Like, I think that having the distinction between speed and force is so important. And the other thing too is like being comfortable to like say like, oh, this position's not really working for me. And you don't need to like feel like you're like killing the mood by asking to like adjust something to work with you better. So like, let's say like it's missionary and it's just not like working for you, be like, oh, like, can we put a pillow under my back? And tilting your hips up will most likely like change everything. And if it doesn't, be like, oh, well, do you want to fuck me from behind? And like, what guy doesn't want to hear that? Like, there shouldn't be this big anxiety or like this need to feel like you need to come up with this like Oscar-winning script for the bedroom. It's just about feeling good in what you're saying and communicating what feels good to you. Like, that's what this is about, and that's what I'm trying to help empower you guys to do, because I remember being just so anxious for so long, and it's really easy and it's fun to be like, oh, I know you want to fuck me.
I will say something that I found particularly difficult to do despite my confidence or my experience is I really have a hard time like
directing the person I'm hooking up with, like, how to give me head in a way that I like. Now, I will say, this tends to be because most of them need very little or no direction, and I'm not exactly paying attention to what they're doing that's, like, I'm liking in particular. So when someone else is doing something that I don't like, I don't really know how to guide them to do the thing I want. So sometimes I feel like they also get close to, like, the perfect movement, and then they change something, and then I end up just feeling, like, so sexually frustrated. Like, for me personally, I haven't explored too much in receiving oral, or actually, not that I haven't explored, I just haven't experimented too much. So I don't really know how to, like, guide someone the best, like, to please me. So that's something, like, I'm learning. Like, even though I'm helping you guys, I'm not perfect either. And not to give you guys, like, too much TMI, though, although we are besties here, I know I'm safe to share my preferences. I tend to like a lot of pressure when it comes to receiving. I really like when guys almost mix between licking and sucking. Obviously, this works best when they're also fingering you, so props to men for being such multitaskers in this regard. I have to give them credit, but I'm trying not to laugh as I'm saying this. It seriously feels amazing. So try telling your partner to, like, suck instead of just licking. Like, mixing those sensations can be good. Using one over the other is also good. I'd also say try focusing all of these things I'm saying on the clit when you're doing this, but the sensation may be too intense to do that, like, directly for some of you. It really depends on kind of actually your anatomy, so try things out, see what you like. When they're doing this, if you guys have used, like, the Satisfyer Pro 2 vibrator, or, like, the one vibrator with suction, it's, like, a very similar feeling. So if you like that sensation, that's probably a good way to direct your partner. This next part is going to be controversial, but I'm saying this all in the context of sleeping with someone who, like, truly values and respects you. I think I really personally enjoy, like, degrading and praise. A large part about, like, why I like that is I think it's fun. Like, I don't take it too lightheartedly. I mean, I don't take it too seriously. It's very, like, lighthearted and enjoyable for me. I really like getting called, like, a slut or, like, a whore. Oh my god, if my family is listening to this, I'm just swearing too off myself. But seriously, I just, something about it I really enjoy. I also fucking love when guys are, like, verbally possessive over me. Like, that's something I really personally like. I think because for the most part, when you're with one partner, obviously there's times when you can be with multiple people, but when you're with one and they're expressing that, like, possession over you and that desire for you and wanting you, like, that's very attractive to me. So a good way to be, like, breaking the ice if that's something you're interested in is, like, you could really throw a curveball out of the blue, even if you've never discussed this before. You could be like, tell me I'm your fucking slut when you're, like, hooking up. And I admit that that may take a bit more confidence to spit out compared to, like, my previous suggestions, but that's such a turn on for me. Like, I'm willing to, like, bite the bullet and say it. Or if you're into begging, you could be like, make me beg to finish. You can actually say this before you're doing the actual deed and be like, tonight I want you to make me beg to, like, come or whatever. So, you know, change the words up, make it your own. But I think that that stuff tends to be really attractive, at least in my opinion. And this is just based off of my preferences, what I know my friends' preferences are, both male and female, like, what people like to hear. I just find it attractive. I think giving someone that, like, power and control over you in the right setting can be so fun and so enjoyable. It can really, like, spice things up and mix it up and be exactly what you need to, like, you know, change your sex life a little. And I keep repeating this, so don't let me sound like a broken record, but when you're with the right partner, 99% of what you're going to say will come naturally, and it feels more natural when you're saying it. Like, when I'm repeating this here as I'm recording in my room, it kind of feels, like, robotic, and it's hard not to laugh as I'm telling it to you guys. So please note that it'll sound way better when you're communicating it in the right setting. I think a good way to take, like, the pressure off yourself also can be, like, not just speaking to your partner, but involving your partner in what you're saying. So you can ask things like, or tell them, be like, tell me what you want me to do to you. And then when they respond and you start doing that, you could be like, oh, you like that? And, like, that's also really fun. I like keeping things, like, really fun and changing them. And or when they're, like, actually, like, fucking you, you could be like, doesn't I feel good? You know, you guys know, like I said earlier, I can't say the P word seriously, but I'm hoping that I can
send some better luck your way. I do not know what the holdup is with me, but I know a lot of people like hearing that like phrase, like the does my feel good. I just can't get myself to say it, which is so ironic because I'm the one with the podcast. Honestly, think of dirty talk as like any actions. That's what dirty talk is. It's just verbalizing actions. Just be like, spank me. That's dirty talk. Spit in my mouth. That's dirty talk. Saying something like kiss me can even be considered dirty talk. Dirty talk is just about expressing what you want and what you want to do to your partner and how it makes you feel. Authenticity and passion are like the things that actually make those things hot, hearing them like and saying them. Anyways, I really hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. I am so happy to be back, and I cannot wait to be talking with you every Wednesday again. I promise you I'm back for good, and you will never have a week without a podcast from me again. I just want to say thank you for sticking around, and thank you for becoming the hottest and best in the bedroom that you can possibly be. I truly, madly, and deeply love you all. Please continue to reach out to me on my website and on my Instagram and message me, and I'll try my best to get to you ASAP, and I'll help you through your problems. And if there's anything you want me to do an episode on, let me know and I'll be sure to do one in the future. This was so highly requested. But until next time, this has been Sex in the City, and I am your host, Sydney Page, and I cannot wait to see you guys next week.